Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Chof Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Today we begin with the Tosfos at the top of Daf Chof Zayin. To Shma Shamusofen Koyoim Rebuda Oimer Ad Sheva Shois Vitanya Hoyulafonov Vichule. The first point that Tosfos deals with is the text. The second line of the Gemara had an expression Amo Sefa. In the Tosfos version, the text should not read Amo Sefa, but rather To Shma. We should just remind ourselves that this was part of a general discussion in the Gemara and how to view the word ad within the context of Rabbi Yehuda. Is it ad the ad bichlal or ad the loy ad bichlal? So the Gemara had thought that we were dealing with that the way to learn Rabbi Yehuda was ad the lo ad bichlal. And then the Gemara raised a question from this from a source dealing with the tefillah of Musaf coinciding with the tefillah of Mincha. And how could that be? So we prove that by saying only if you learn it ad the ad bichlal. But as we said, Tosfos's opening issue deals with a textual consideration. So Tosfos goes on to say, V'loi garsinon emo seifa v'shel musafenetz v'chulei. In fact, which is what we do have in our Gemara text, he says, don't use the expression Amos Seifa, She'eno B'mishnah. In other words, the opening of this text was V'shel Musaf and Kol Yom, and that was in our Mishnah. And that was in fact the Seifa of our Mishnah. However, the continuation, words, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Sheva Shos, Tosfos says, was not in the Mishnah. She'enoi b'mishnah she'divrei Rabbi Yehuda shomer ad sheva shos eino b'mishnah. It's not in our Mishnah, and therefore to say that this is the seifa is just not accurate. It's not the seifa of our Mishnah. It's a totally different source, which just so happens to have that same opening information v'shel musafim kol hayoyim, but it's a new source. Hence Tosfos's recommendation is to have a girsa of to shma, indicating a new source. However, Tosfos says v'yesh svarim shegiu oisu b'mishnah. There are versions of Mishnayos texts that have the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shos, in and as part of the Mishnah. In fact, when in our text of Mishnayos, in our Gemara here, when you go back to the beginning of the Perek, you see that it appears in parentheses, which shows us that really it shouldn't be there, but there are those that had it as part of the Mishnah. And if it were part of the Mishnah, then if the words Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shos were part of the Mishnah, then you could say Amos Seifa. Umiu, Tosfos goes on to say, B'chol asforim hayishonim eino. In the old, I guess, reliable texts, you don't have the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. V'im tomar. Now, we'll ask for Rabbi Loma lo hizkiros of the Mishnah. So why isn't this in the Mishnah? Namely, Rabbi Yehuda saying ad sheva shos. Rebbe, who is credited with being the overall editor of the Mishnayos, why did he not insert this? V'yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, Mishum delo svir le kavosei, b'hod yomar ad sheva shos, because Rebbe does not hold, Rebbe, that's Rebbe Yehuda Nosi, does not hold like Rebbe Yehuda on this point of Musaf going till the seventh hour. Avol b'hod yomar ad arba shos svir le kavosei. But with regard to that which Rebbe Yehuda says in Shacharis, that it goes till the fourth hour, Rebbe does hold like him, Mishum desnan b'vechir to kavosei, because his shita is reflected in Maseches Edius. Ubahi the plag hamincha, and regarding Rebbe including shitas Rebbe Yehuda regarding or its time lasting till plag hamincha, nami that too Rebbe subscribes to mishum damrinu lekamon, because later in the Gemara, or as you can see later in the Gemara, it says the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, regarding the Machloikis, Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Gemara concludes, if you go like this one, okay, and if you go like that one, okay, so that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda regarding the end of Mincha time is something that everyone can agree with. In other words, everyone can subscribe to that. Dehachi pirusha. Now here Tosis explains in greater detail this expression, Ovid Kamar Ovid, in the in how to understand it in the context of the Gemara. Dehachi pirusha. The Ovid Kerebi Yehuda, the Omar, if you follow Rebbe Yehuda's approach that said, Mi plag hamincha lailahu, Ovid, that if you say from plag hamincha onwards it's called laila, and you can daven mariv, so fine, so good, so you can daven mariv after plag hamincha. Umishum hochi mincha loy, and therefore, and that's the reason why you cannot daven mincha any longer. So Tosfos is being very careful in saying that the Ovid, Kamar Ovid, is really a reference to Rebbe's approach to Mariv, namely that after Plag you can daven Mariv, and therefore you can't daven mincha. Aval ein lefaresh hakol betfilas hamincha, and don't explain the expression of the Ovid, Kamar Ovid, referring specifically or entirely to mincha, namely that if you go like Rabbi Yehuda by mincha, fine. If you go like the Rabbanan by mincha, fine. Because that would be oversimplification. As the Tosfos goes on to say, reading that line again, Aval ein nefarish hakol betfilas hamincha, the ovad k'Rabbi Yehuda shispalo mincha kodem plag, that, and then you'd say ovad, and that the Gemara would be saying that if you daven mincha before plag, so then that's okay. Well, the pshita, obviously that's okay. The Rabbanan modu b'shiur, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan agree that that's a time for mincha, that up till plag you can daven mincha. Everyone agrees with that. So Tosfos is being very, very precise in saying that by saying the Ovid, Kamar Ovid, if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, that's okay. There's got to be a chiddush in that. So you've got to be saying something that would appear to be controversial, and the Gemara is saying if you choose that approach, it's okay. And that will have relevance only if you say that the Ovid, Kamar Ovid, is a reference to Rabbi Yehuda's approach to Mairiv, that if you say Mairiv after Plag, then you are okay. Now, that's something that not everyone agrees with. And yet the Gemara rules that you can follow that, and the outcome of that is saying Mincha after Plag would be out of bounds, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Continuing with the next Tosfos, the Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara made reference to Rav's practice, and this was brought in to show that we can follow Rebbe Yehuda with regard to his prayer times, that Mincha would go till Plag, and after that you can start Mariv. In fact, we see that Rav davened Mariv while it was still Friday afternoon, while still daytime Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon. So the Gemara asks Tema, how can someone bichlal daven Mariv so early, Mariv of Shabbos so early? Do aminon b'perek b'me madlikin? The Gemara in the second perek of Shabbos regarding hadlokas neiros, it says there u'mavad shelo yakdim v'shel yacher, that you should be careful not to do it too early. Now, if you see that the acceptance of Shabbos too early is a problem, so how can we accept such a practice of davening shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos? The Yesh Lomar, so Tosfos answers, the Hosam B'She'eno Mekabel Olav Shabbos Miyad. That's a case of someone lighting candles without formally accepting upon themselves Shabbos with all of its restrictions. Avol Hocha, Mayrish Mekabel Olav Shabbos Miyad. Here, this early Mariv that he is davening, he is doing so with the mindset that he is also accepting Shabbos together with it. So hilkach lo havya hakdoma, that's not called making something early. In other words, doing what we'll call a Shabbos-related practice earlier than the actual acceptance of Shabbos presents a problem. You're creating a separation where it's disjointed. It's removed from its source or basis. However, where the two are combined, are synchronized to occur together, whether it be the lighting of the candles or the mariv of Shabbos being done earlier than nightfall, that's okay. The time of Mishum, the Svir Olei, Rabbi Yehuda, the reason for Rav davening mariv so early is because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that from Plag HaMincha onwards is an acceptable time for mariv. And those that we see later in the Gemara that davened the Motsoi Shabbos, the Marev of Motsoi Shabbos, while it was still Shabbos daytime, late Shabbos afternoon, how could they do that? That's because regarding, and here we're saying only regarding Zmanim of Tfilah, they hold that Mariv time is from an hour and a quarter before nightfall. Afal pikein, ein osur lasos melocha b'motzoi Shabbos miyad la'achar plaga mincha. Now this part of Tosfos, we're going to read the words, but then we're going to look into the Marsha's explanation of these words, because as they are at face value, they're very hard to understand. So Tosfos goes on to say, "V'chein inyan Tosefes Shabbos, v'yom Hakipurim, v'yom Tov, dekaimelon shumin atura, afilu hachi, lo tzorach shiur godol kol kach." Now, with that having been read, we now turn to the Marsha, and we will read the language that the loshen of the Marsha as part of our shiur. So we're now turning to the Marsha, who says as follows: Ritzono Lomar. This part of Tosfos means to say, Kamo Dileinyan Molocha B'Moitzoi Shabbos. The Lo Amrino Dahavi Laila. Like with regard to the heter of doing Molocha Motzoi Shabbos, we don't say that the time after Plag HaMincha, namely an hour and a quarter before sundown, we don't say that's considered nighttime. It's true we're going to allow people to daven Mariv after Plag HaMincha, but that's only with regard to Tefillah. But with regard to Malacha, we're not going to say that that's nighttime. Hochinami le'inyan Tosefes Shabbos. Tehavinami mili do'raisa. So too with regard to the need to extend Shabbos, which is also a Torah requirement, meaning extending it beyond the technical end. Lo amrina dehavi laila, we don't say that that's considered nighttime. Le osir b'shiur godol kol kach, to say that that would be the time, such a long time. The lo svir lekributa, this whole idea of holding like Rebbe Yehuda is ela le'inyan tefila, the Kabbalah Shabbos derabbanan. It's only with regard to tefila that this time period of Plag HaMincha is considered time for Mariv, and it's also a time for accepting Shabbos mi derabbanan. However, to consider Plag HaMincha a time for halachas that are Torah related, that far we do not go. And more specifically, when we say Torah related, especially regarding malacha, we're not going to say that the zman of Plag HaMincha is considered a time that one would be, let's say, on Motsoi Shabbos, that would be considered nighttime regarding Malacha. That's certainly not. It would also seem to be appropriate to say from the Marsha that also Lagabi Tosefes Shabbos, we're not going to say that from Plag HaMincha, let us say one was Mekabel Shabbos from that point, but if one did melacha at that time, then he would be chayav midoraisa for chilul Shabbos, which would of course lead to something like misas based in. That far we do not go. We continue with the Tosfos on Amud Beis. V'lo achore rabo. This followed from an incident where Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was davening in back of Rav, who was his Rebbe, and the Gemara said that how could that be when a Talmud is not supposed to daven in back of his Rav? So Tosfos quotes Rashi, Pirush Rashi Mishum Yuhara. One objection would be based on that it appears as a demonstration of haughtiness. The Yesh Meforesh Shenira Kemishtacha Velarabo. And another approach is that by standing directly in back of your Rav, when it comes to the bowings in the Shemoneh Esrei, it looks like you're bowing to the rabbi. Vanoisein Shalom Larabo Vamachs Yushalom. The Tosfos mentioned that these are also things that a student should not do, and that's to greet the Rav and to respond a greeting to the Rav. What does that mean, you shouldn't greet the Rav? Pirush Kishaar B'nei Odom. In a familiar fashion, the way a commoners greet one another. She'enu Omer Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Where a person just says Shalom Aleichem, that is what we are objecting to. But if a person says Shalom Alecha Rebbe, a more respectful form of greeting, that is okay. That's not what's being objected to. V'hainu de'amrinon, and it's that which we say in giving time lengths. Elsewhere in the Shas, you see the expression Kidei She'ilas Talmud L'Rav, the amount of time of a student greeting his Rav. In other words, there is a special greeting that a student uses in greeting his Rav, which is used as a time frame in other areas, and that special greeting is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. The amount of time that it would take to say those words, but you see, by the way, that those are those words constitute a special, respectful greeting. Inami, hahu lechatchilo ko'omar. Another approach, and now this expression is quite vague, but the Marsha offers a wonderful explanation, which we will look in very shortly. Another explanation for the objection of a Talmud greeting his Rav is what's called here lechatchila, which we will see shortly in the Marsha has to do with initiating. Ube Talmud Chover deshori kechol hani delekamon. But with regard to a Talmud Chover, which is what Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was described as a student slash colleague relationship, or that he possessed both elements. He was a student and a colleague as well. So with regard to all of the things that we're objecting to over here, those would be allowed when you're dealing with a Talmud Chover. Now, as mentioned, we said that we would like to look at the Marsha regarding this. And once again, we'll read the text of the Marsha, which says, V'yesh l'chavein divrei b'tiru tzorishon shekosfu alpi mashikosav tabinu rabbeinu yoino, devadai osur lahatim shalom larabo klau. That it certainly is forbidden for a Talmud to initiate a greeting to the Rav. This is the, according to the Kide'isa b'Yerushalmi, as it says in the Yerushalmi. And the Lashon of the Yerushalmi indicates such an objection. V'lo omru kidei she'ilas Talmud larav. The expression that you find elsewhere in the Shas of the amount of time of a student greeting his Rebbe, that is Elo lahachsir loy shalom shori. That's in response to a greeting that the Rav initiated. She'oimer loy, the student responds shalom olecha Rebbe. So that's the first shot in the Tosfos that the Marsha gives, that a student is not allowed, as the Brisa says, is not allowed to say, to initiate a greeting, and let's emphasize he's not allowed to initiate a greeting, but to respond with a greeting, that would be okay, provided of course that his response is done
in a way that is respectful. The Od Kosvu, the Tosfos also says, Inami afilu lechatchila, dahainu lahakdim nami shor. The word lechatchila means to initiate a greeting. According to the second pshat in the Tosfos, as the Marsha sees it, one would be entitled, a student would be entitled to initiate a greeting. Lomar shalom olecha Rebbe uve talmid chaver, and that is with regard to when is the initiating allowed. So the Marsha is explaining the initiating is allowed if it's a talmid chaver. The shori b'chol hanit kedul kamon ubahu motzi airi hach. The Kedei Shelas Talmud L'Rav. And when the Gemara uses the expression Kedei Shelas Talmud L'Rav, it could be referring to a Talmud Chaver. So we have two pshatim in the Tosfos as far as the Marsha is concerned. The first pshat is that a Talmud is never allowed to initiate a greeting. And when you see the expression of Kedei Shelas Talmud L'Rav, that's a reference to the Talmud responding to a greeting that the Rav initiated. And the second pshat is that if you're dealing with a Talmud Chaver, so he is allowed to initiate a greeting. And that is what, then with that, we'll explain the expression, Kedei Shelas Shalom Talmud L'Rav, that you find in other places in the Shas. Continuing in the with the Tosfos, the next Tosfos, Hayu v'hispalalu v'chulei. This was seen in the Gemara when the public had davened the Motsoi Shabbos davening on early on a Shabbos afternoon, and the Rebbe had said that, well, since they davened already, they don't have to daven again. Hoyo v'spalu v'chulei hocha nami nemo li'el l'chumra. Likewise, we could say earlier, L'chumra v'amai shori lei. This, what Tosfos is doing over here, is explaining how this piece of Gemara is used to bring out the question. In other words, just like Rebbe told them, well, since you davened already, it's already considered a davening with regard to Moitzoi Shabbos, so too the case right before this, that generated the question, is we saw Abaye allowing Rav Dimi to burn to L'chburi Soli, which involved a Moloch of Shabbos of burning. How could it be? How could it be that he would allow that? And Tosfos, let's read the Tosfos again from the beginning. Hocha Nami, just like Rebbe said that their Motsoi Shabbos davening on Shabbos was considered a davening, so too say that Rav Dimi, who had davened Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, hocha nami nemo li'el l'chumra, we should be strict upon him. V'amai shori lei. How is it that Abaye allowed him to do the malachas after his Friday afternoon Shabbos davening, his Friday afternoon Myriv of Shabbos davening? Just like in the Rebbe story, we saw their Saturday night, or their Shabbos afternoon, Saturday night davening being considered of significance. So too, by the same token, consider the Friday night Myriv as having significance with regard to his having said it Friday afternoon, and he should not have been allowed to do the Malacha of L'chburi Sali. That was the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answered what it answered, which is not part of our Tosfos Shir. Ubekuntris pirish befonim acher. The Rashi had given a different explanation. Now, as far as this point in the Tosfos about Rashi giving a different explanation, the Marsha comments on this, and once again, we'll read the words of the Marsha. Ubekuntris pirish v'ponim acheres, hainu shekosav Rashi diyesor b'malacha mishum toisefes Shabbos al yedei hatfila. Rashi's suggestion here was that that Abaye should not have allowed
Rav Dimi Bar Livoi to do the malacha on the grounds of Tosefes Shabbos, the need to add to Shabbos that he had done through his early tefillah. However, v'zek far dochu hatosfus li'el. This is something that Tosfos rejected earlier. In other words, this extreme early, this Friday afternoon early Mariv recitation constituting Tosefes Shabbos, that Tosfos rejected already. The ein sorch shula Tosefos kol kach elo havi hakdomas kabola Shabbos edei tefila v'alibo de Rebbe Yehuda. We can call this something like an early acceptance of Shabbos, but not a fulfillment of the Doraisa of Tosefes Shabbos. This is a point that we had learned earlier, and the Marsha had accentuated this point. So that's what Tosefes means here when he says that Rashi explained this in a different light, meaning that Rashi approached the Gemara's Kasha involving the story with Abaye and Rav Dimi as, shouldn't Rav Dimi have been restricted from what he did based on Tosefes Shabbos? Tosefes is saying, no, that wouldn't have been a grounds in the first place for even thinking that he should be restricted, because Tosefes Shabbos that early wouldn't take hold. The next Tosefes, Shaini Tzibur, the Gemara had pointed out that the fact that Rebbe had recognized the communal early Motsoi Shabbos Mariv and not requiring them to say it again is because that's something unique to the Tzibur. We don't want to trouble them to get together again to daven once they've already davened, even though they davened an early Mariv. Afagav de lo moto zman, even though the time hadn't arrived, ein isur basias malocha, af algav de ta'usa hu. So Tosfos is explaining here with regard to the story involving Abaye and Rav Dimi that even though the time hadn't come, so there is no prohibition of doing malacha, even though he had accepted his davening had been done betois, had been done mistaken. This Tosfos as well, I believe, needs the additional explanation of the Marsha, and he says as follows regarding this particular Tosfos. Once again, we're reading from the Marsha. The Ritzono Lomar, the Betzibur lo matruchinen luhulachzor u'espalel af be'erev Shabbos. If you have a situation like this where the Tzibur davened an early Shabbos davening on mistaken grounds, we will not expect them to say a second Shmona Esrei when Shabbos actually sets in. Afogav de lo moto azai adayin zman isur malocha be'erev Shabbos. We're not going to require them to say again a Shmona Esrei, even though they are at a time when there is not yet any malacha prohibition. In other words, it's still a weekday. There's still a weekday of law applying, namely, you're allowed to do malacha. Nevertheless, the Shmona Esrei that they davened, namely the Shabbos Shmona Esrei that they davened on Friday afternoon, will be considered their Shmona Esrei. They don't have to daven again. Kamo shikosav harosh dininin heter malacha, regarding the allowance to do malacha under these circumstances where you davened a Shmona Esrei mistakenly early on Friday afternoon, ein chiluk ben yochid litzibur. Regarding this, we don't make any distinction. The amru afagav de ta'usahu shebetol suspalel, even though they davened with this mistake, mikol mokom lo matruchinin luhu lachzor lispalel. We don't trouble them to daven again. So, with regard to heter malacha, there is no distinction between yochid and tzibur, and everyone would be allowed. And with regard to the tzibur, they who davened the mistaken early Shabbos Shmona Esrei, they do not have to daven again. So all of that the Marshal uses to explain this Tosfos, which is presented in a rather brief form. So if we go back to use the Marshal's pshat back in the words of Tosfos, it says, Shaini Tzibur, afal gav delo moto zman, even though the time hasn't arrived, and they davened their Shmona Esrei, they don't have to daven again. Nevertheless, ein isur basias melacha, there is no prohibition of doing melacha, and the tzibur though will not have to daven again. The Shmona Esrei afagav de ta'usa hu, even though their initial davening of their Friday night Maariv was done mistakenly on Friday afternoon. The next Tosfos, Tzoli Shemotzoi Shabbos v'chulei, we saw Rav Yoshia davened a Saturday night, a Motzoi Shabbos Maariv, while it was still Shabbos, namely late Shabbos afternoon. Yesh Loimar, this Tosfos we learned already as part of our Daf Yomi Gemara Shir, but for those who didn't hear that Shir and are learning here for the first time, so the Tosfos says, Yesh Loimar, the Hocha Mairi, Sheyesh Lo Tzorich Mitzvah, Lases Motzoi Shabbos. The basis for davening the Motzoi Shabbos on late Shabbos afternoon would be because this person was very pressed for time in so far as that he had a mitzvah to do, to tend to, as soon as Shabbos went out, as soon as Motzoi Shabbos arrived. Kegoyin lo leches lo multinok, he had to get on the road to go to circumcise a child. V'lo ye lo yayin lahavdola im lo yakdim, and he won't have any wine for havdola if he doesn't do everything early. Devadai tzorch lahoisif michol al kodesh doraisa. This, there's no question that he will have to, as far as malacha is concerned, he'll have to add Shabbos time onto the choil, meaning after, as soon as darkness arrives, he still has to keep Shabbos, because of the halacha of Tosefes Shabbos, which is a Torah halacha. But that, but as far as the Maariv recitation and the Havdalah Kos, that could be done early, only if you have these pressing circumstances of having to immediately tend to a mitzvah upon Motzoi Shabbos. Avol b'chinam lo, but for no pressing reason, just to do things early, that we will not allow. And it's clear that people in general wouldn't hasten to daven to make havdola and say the Maariv of Motzoi Shabbos on Shabbos. They're restricted anyway with regard to melacha upon darkness, and as we said before, they have to observe Tosefes Shabbos, which means adding a little bit to Shabbos on the expense of the Saturday night, the Chol. Halacha kedivrei Ha'omer Rishus. The Gemara ruled here in the Machlokas concerning Maariv, is it Choyva or Rishus? So there was a Rava said, the Halacha is kedivrei Ha'omer Rishus. And Tosfos points out, lav dafka rishus, don't take the word rishus, which means optional, don't take it literally, elo kideprishus li'el, as was explained earlier on daf chofov in Tosfos dibar masl ta'a, ulekach nikra rishus, and it was explained there that it was called rishus, levat lavur mitzvah acheres overes, that if a person is confronted by another mitzvah at the same time that he would have daven Maariv, and that other mitzvah is a mitzvah veris, it's a transitory mitzvah, that if he doesn't do it now, he won't be able to do it later. So we say Arvis is Rishus, and he will be able to forego the Arvis in order to tend to that other mitzvah overis, that other transitory mitzvah. V'hilchaso kavose derav. The Tosfos says, "Vinira de lekach tiknu psukim." And when we say "Hilchas Kavosei Derav," we're referring to Tfilas Arvis as being Rishus. It should be pointed out that this Dibur Masal of Tosfos, "Hilchas Kavosei Derav," doesn't appear in our Gemara text. The you'll ask him, where is this coming from? So if you notice in the Gemara, toward the end of the medium-sized lines, there is a star in the middle of the line where Rabbi Shomer Rishus, that star draws you to the margin of the Gemara where it says Sfarim Achirim. There's another girsa that apparently Tosfos had, which reads, after Rabbi Shomer Rishus, V'hilchaso kedivrei ha'omer choiva, V'rav omar halocha kedivrei ha'omer Rishus. So, with this text in mind, we learn the Tosfos, which says "V'hilchasa kavasi d'rav," which would mean that it's Rishus, that Mariv is Rishus. V'nira d'lekach tiknu psukim v'kaddish bein geula l'tfila. Therefore, we find that there is a kaddish recited on Mariv time, and there are also texts that are prevalent according to certain communities where there are passages that are added after the Bruch of Hashkivenu. Baruch Hashem is added in certain communities which involve a number of psukim that are recited after, as we say, after the Birkas Hashkivenu during Mariv. All of this is the passage that's in Baruch Hashem, the Olam Omein V'Omein, and closing with Yiru Einenu. All of that is added to demonstrate that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, and that you don't have the same approach that you would have, let's say, in the morning Kriya Shema Shmoina Esrei, where there is no interruption between the bracha of Goal Yisrael and the Shmona Esrei. There is much more on this topic to be found back on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Tosfos Dibra Maschil Omari, as is indicated over here. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.